it's time now for How You Built That. And today's story does not start in the typical way.
A lot of people think of starting a company, they think, oh, I got to wait for that lightning bolt moment to just hit me, like that amazing insight that I'm just like, oh my gosh, I got to build a company around this.
But that is not what happened to Chris Ranafors. He did not have that lightning bolt moment. What he did have was more of a restless itch. He and his friend Harrison were feeling bored at their 9-to-5 jobs in Louisville, Kentucky, and they knew they wanted to launch a business. They just had no idea what to sell.
So we would actually walk up and down the halls of Walmart and say, okay, what if we took that toy and smashed it with that home object? What would we get? And what if we took that thing and tweaked that thing? And what if we smashed this with that and that with this?
And on one of those brainstorming trips to Walmart, they wound up in the garden section.
And they had a pretty big selection of birdhouses.
And Chris looked at those birdhouses, but he didn't think about birds. Instead, he thought back to how he and his dad used to build little houses for bats, literally a place for bats to hang out and sleep in the backyard, which I know sounds kind of creepy.
50% of people out there will think, oh, bats, horrible, scary. The other 50% will think, huh, bats.
But whichever camp you're in, Chris wants you to know that bats, they get kind of a bum rap. The vast majority of them do not want to bite you and do not carry rabies. In fact, in many places, bats are in trouble. They're actually running out of habitat. So a nice little wooden house in the suburbs could be the perfect refuge. And as a bonus, they will also eat your mosquitoes.
A common bat will eat up to 1,000 mosquito-sized insects an hour. And that makes them one of nature's greatest forms of natural pest control.
So that was it. Chris and Harrison had their idea. They were going to sell wooden bat houses.
So now that we found this concept, we started digging further into the bat house market, this very niche and particular space.
Who knew that the bat house market was even a space at all? But clearly it was.
And we started noticing that most bat houses on the market, they lack proper ventilation, they're too small, they don't have proper gripping for the animal to hang on, or they just don't look good.
So Chris and Harrison designed a prototype of a wooden bat house with grooves inside that the bats could grip onto. And then they launched an Indiegogo campaign and were kind of amazed when about 500 people signed up to buy bat houses.
We asked them, why did you buy this thing? And I think about 2/3 of them said, like, I hate mosquitoes, but I don't want to buy pesticides. I hate pesticides even more than I hate mosquitoes.
So the two partners found a manufacturer in Missouri, and they shipped out their first bat houses in January. And you should check out a picture of these things. They're made of red cedar. They attach right under the roof of your house. They hold up to 100 bats, and they look, well, sort of like Scandinavian furniture.
If you get a bat house that's beautiful, you're going to want to put it up on the side of your house, right in the middle of your yard. And then when you have your friends over for a barbecue and they come over and they say, hey, what the heck is that thing? You got to say, oh yeah, it's my bat house. And they're like, bat house? What? And you say, no, like, let me tell you about bats.
Chris and Harrison's company is called Bat B&B. And since the beginning of the year, their company has provided potential homes to over 100,000 bats. If you want to hear more about Bat B&B or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.